In the name of Jesus, I am the true vine, declares Jesus. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ, the true vine is He. How all glorious this is. For in this world, in this life, which all too often leaves a person feeling profoundly disconnected from everything that really matters, in this kind of a world and in this kind of a life, ours, yours, is the true vine. So, been feeling that way of late? Been feeling disconnected and like a stranger of late? Well, of course you have. After all, I'm but a stranger here. After all, that's who we all are in the midst of the toil and the trouble of the present. In the present reality of the now, as we await the promise of the not yet. Pilgrims are we. Strangers in a strange land are we. For we await, we earnestly long, not just for heaven, mind you, thank you, Dr. Gibbs, but also and even especially for the very confluence, for the very joining of heaven and earth that will be in the no longer hidden reality of the New Jerusalem of the future. That will be with the final judgment of the living and the dead. That will be when ours is the privilege of the company of the no longer hidden Jesus, who is the resurrection and the life. For that is home, friends. That is home. I'm but a stranger here. Yes, even here, in this place, at times even especially here, in this place, are we strangers and pilgrims? For all too often, all too easily, the largely institutional, the largely academic environment and life of the seminary ends up contributing, all the more in a fairly unfortunate way, that is, to one's sense of being a stranger and a pilgrim. To one's sense of being profoundly disconnected from the cherished, from the familiar, from the desired. Not just geographically speaking, but vocationally speaking, relationally speaking, and otherwise, one just ends up feeling all the more, at times, disconnected, less than grounded, even at times, perhaps, cut off. I'm but a stranger here. And if we're going to be honest, if we're going to prepare you well for a lifetime of service in the calling to which you aspire, we should add something else. We should say something else. We should say this, too. Leaving this place, finally seeing good old St. Louis in your rearview mirror. As many of you, in fact, anticipate a transition right now. Leaving this place will in no way eliminate, may not even diminish your sense of being a stranger in a strange land. For a vicarage, even a first call to, say, a place like rural Iowa, where my family and I spent 7 years together before we came to this place. Relatively far from the familiar, not even all that close to others in similar circumstances, not even all that close to other pastors and to their families. This too, and well, you know, not just this too, of course, but this too can leave one feeling less than connected, less than grounded, more than just a little isolated. It is a paradoxical thing, is it not? In the service of Christ and of the gospel, in the midst of the very people of God, what is it that so many pastors report when they reflect upon their experience and their feeling? Okay, all too often the sons of men make things far more difficult for themselves than they really otherwise need to be. Let's not do that, please. At the same time, however, have we forgotten who we really are? Have we forgotten what it means really to be living in the in-between time of the now and the not yet? Have we at times just forgotten? I'm but a stranger here. The confluence of heaven and earth that is the New Jerusalem of the future, in the company of the palpable Jesus, who is the resurrection and the life, that is home. Earth is indeed a desert drear. This is no home. Danger and sorrow stand round one on every hand. This is no fatherland. Now, where was it again? When is it again exactly? Home? Answer: Ego, amen, declares Jesus. I am, declares Jesus, even now. I am the temple. I am the house. I am your home. For I have gone, declares Jesus, I have died to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places, and they have been prepared for you. For I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. I am the vine. You are the branches. This is home. How all glorious this is. For over against a first, we'll be technical for a second, suppressed binary opposite. Thank you, Dr. Vels. Over against Old Testament Israel, the all too often false vine, is now Jesus, now the true vine. For over against yet another suppressed binary opposite, over against Moses and the law, is now this, God's final grace and truth. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through this Jesus Christ. So first there was the preliminary, the proleptic, the foretaste, and the shadow. First there was Moses. Then there was, now there is, Jesus. For from his fullness we all have received this present grace in the place of that former grace, declares the evangelist in the prologue to his gospel. You search the scriptures, adds Jesus, because you think that in them you have eternal life. It is they that testify on my behalf. Do you believe Moses, asks Jesus? Then believe also in me. For all you need to know about Moses is this: he wrote about me. I am the way, the truth, and the life, the final, the complete, and the completing. So come, declares Jesus. Come. For over against any previous light, bread, food, or drink, I am God's true, I am God's final light, bread, food, drink. Come, therefore, declares Jesus. Dine with me, therefore. Dine on me. For it doesn't get any more connected, grounded, steadfast, and sure than this in the now. So, yes, come. For his is the only groundedness, the only house and home that ultimately matters, the present conviction of the now, as all God's people live in the hope of the finally palpable glory of the not yet. Kyrie eleison. Lord, have mercy. May God preserve us all in this, our hope, till the day, to the glory of his final returning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.